Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,141. Jonathan Orlando is seeking a special use exception from parking and loading requirements under sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Robinson Drive, approximately 214 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 38171 Robinson's Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 27. Staff would note that we received one letter of support, no letters of opposition, and three mail returns. Specifically, the applicant was seeking off-site parking on an adjacent parcel for a restaurant.
Okay.
She's read all that. I
didn't
really pay attention.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to while you were reading all that. You're okay. You need to go up here and be sworn in, sir. Please. I've been putting this way and following on that. So.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jonathan Orlando, 30306 Green Valley Run, Melville, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah. I do.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board, your request, please?
We own the restaurant that is next door and bought this parcel with the use in mind of just parking. Several reasons dictated that. That it happened at the same time. There was some push in the area to increase disability parking on most locations, and the restrictions in town, which, of course, you know, Rehoboth parking is paramount, have gotten worse and worse. So by expanding parking, obviously, puts us in a better position financially and to the community. So by expanding with the lot next door, we were able to put two handicap spots right in front of the restaurant that we would not have been able to do. And it allows the employees and overflow parking to not basically clog up the main parking. We do quite a lot of elderly business, so the more convenience for them we saw as a win-win situation.
Kristen,
yeah.
Could you change the map, please?
And it's just briefly in background, the reason this didn't happen when we bought the parcel in 2014, it had always been parking. When we bought the property and the restaurant in 98, we actually thought we owned half of it, and then found out when they sold that, we actually were told that, you know, you have to move the parking off. There was a garage and parking spots and a driveway on that. Our assumption, we had never gotten a survey because we just did a business loan, not a mortgage, and just on good faith because we knew the area, we knew the previous owners, and we knew who owned the property next door, which happened to originally be the people that ran Sir Boyce's Pub. So somewhere around 2008, they were like, sorry, you know, move all your stuff out of the garage and you can't use it for parking anymore. When it came available at a reasonable price again, we decided let's just buy it. Did it personally because it was just an easier real estate transaction. Didn't occur since, you know, I run a restaurant that a unapproved lot needed to go through this process. Or obviously we would have done this 4 years ago.
Right.
It is just a crush and run space. I do have some not very good pictures. I believe Ms. Walls did a drive-by initially. But it's not, there's no lighting, no electric, no plumbing. We don't charge a fee. It's just a convenience.
No issues with Daldot?
No.
No entrance issues?
No. And in addition, one of the minor things they did when they recrushed and run is they actually fixed some of the sewer drains. The rain drains were not working, and they raised them, and now they do work. So it actually was a benefit to that road. Okay?
You have no lighting on the parking lot?
No external lighting. There would be, because there are housing around the area, so we chose to keep it natural so there weren't any glaring lights. There is a Delmarva power light on the pole between the two lots.
So you use this lot for parking for your employees then?
Most, 90% of the time, it is employees.
Employees, okay.
And we close at 10 o'clock, and usually it's empty from, say, 10 o'clock at night all day. It's just basically overflow. Okay. But, yeah, all of the spots, more than half, are always employees.
Thank you.
Ms. McGee?
So your restaurant is where in relation to this?
27 and 26. And the parking lot is 28.
Okay.
So they're contiguous on Robinson's Drive.
I can see the lines on that question, Roman. Okay. Okay, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
So the type of, I guess I wanted to make sure I was clear what it was you were, which one of the waivers we were looking for. Mrs. Walls, do you know which ones those are? Because just, if nothing else, for purpose of keeping the record clear. It was unclear for me looking at the application which one of 80B we were.
You know what? I don't have my, I left my code back in the office. I apologize, and we didn't jot it down, the specific code. It was just offsite.
Is it B1? That looks to be like,
I'm sorry, it is B1,
like,
yes.
Off-street parking areas, adjacent, reasonable. Okay.
Yep, we did jot it. I apologize.
Okay.
Yep, it's there.
I just wanted to make sure that we had that one correctly cited in the record. So, all right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I'm not sure the question was asked. Maybe it was. If you felt that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Absolutely not. It's like I said, it's mainly, it's empty, so it's quiet all day. Our business is from 5. Technically, we're open till 1, but the bulk of our business is over by 10 o'clock. And there's no overnight. We don't allow overnight. There's not RV parking or any large vehicle parking.
Okay.
So since the applicant suggested that it won't, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 12,141.
I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,141. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mayor.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 12,141 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.